Today's that hey. I'm going to start on time because I want to just get to the flow. So we're going to go back to Dalam and Beis, to the words Tanan Hasam, just so we can get to flow. We'll go quickly here. So the Gemara is going to now bring a source that you're supposed to destroy or get rid of the Chametz on the 14th. So it's not awesome. We learned in the Mishnah, which is in Daf Yud Aleph, Rav Meir Omer Ochlin Kol Chamesh, Vesof Mitzvah Shesh, Rav Yud Omer Ochlin Kol Arba, Tolan Kol Chamesh, Vesof Mitzvah Shesh. So it's a machlokes of when the Isser Achila comes in, but everyone agrees that by the sixth hour, midday, you have to destroy the Chametz. The Kuli Yama Mia Chametz Misheshol Samala Asr. Everyone agrees that Chametz from the sixth hour on, it's Asr. So Minolan. So how do we know that? How do we know? You would think that usually the Isurim, or the mitzvot of a holiday start on the holiday. Why just starting beforehand? Some are Abaye, Trey, Kroksivi. They're two psukim written by Chametz. They're actually more than two psukim, but he's going to compare two psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Shivas yamim sur lo masayim b'seichem. For 7 days you may not find seor, unleavened bread in your house. Uksiv, and it also says, Ach bayom harishon, tashbisu sur lo b'seichem. On the first day you get rid of it, which is mashma. If you're getting rid of it on the first day, it's there the first day. So it's 7 days it's not there? Or in the first day it's allowed to be there, you get rid of it on the first day. Hakeit sad, how does that work? L'rabos arbas alibiyor. It makes no sense. So therefore, we're going to say that getting rid of it means the 14th. You get rid of it on the 14th. So Gemara says, okay, wait a second. Now the Gemara, I think it was wrong. Suva Ema, let us say that when it says Bayom Harishon, it doesn't mean the 14th. It's Larabos Lele Chamisha Asa Labior. It's to include that the burning or the destruction has to take place on the night of the 15th. The 14th going into the 15th. The Sakadai, now I don't know why you would think it's the Satay Chamina, you would have thought Yomim Psiv. Right? It says Shivas Yomim. You would have thought that 7 days you can't have Chametz Yomim in Lelos Lo, but at night it wouldn't be Usser. Therefore, you can keep it at night and get rid of it during the day. Kamashman, I feel Lelos, that even Lelos, you have the Hashmasa, you have to get rid of it. And therefore, that's why Rishon can't mean the Yodalit. Now the Gemara's going to say, no, I wouldn't need a Pasuk to teach me that I don't need to, that I wouldn't need a Pasuk to teach me that I can't have the Chametz at the night of the 14th going into the 15th. Because that's redundant, I would know that from somewhere else, and therefore our limud to say that Bir Chamesh is on the 14th will stand. But we got to get to there. The Gemara says, "Halohu lo itzrukalei." I don't need a pasuk to teach me that. Why? Because the ha itkish hashbasa seor lachilas chametz. The destruction, right? The destruction is compared to the eating, to achilas chametz. Lachilas chametz, lachilas matzah. And when you're not allowed to eat chametz, is compared to when you have to eat matzah. So we have A equals B, B equals C. So therefore, A is going to equal C. Right, so hashbasa seor says by seor getting rid of seor. It's connected lachilas chametz. The ksiv shivas yom seor lo yimitzabim aseichem ki kol ochel machmetzets menichrasa. So getting rid of the seor is at the same time as with the chiyuv kares of eating chametz. Lachilas chametz, lachilas matzah, and the achilas chametz is connected to when you eat matzah. The ksiv kol machmetzets lo socheil. You can't eat chametz. Bechol mosho sheichem tochlu matzah. Supposed to eat matzah. The ksiv by matzah says be'erev tochlu matzos. You have to eat the matzos at night. So you know already that at night you have to eat the matzos, which is at night means you can't eat the chametz, which means at night the chametz has to be destroyed. So I don't need by Yom HaRishon to teach me that at night it has to be destroyed. I already have it. So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe we'll say the word by Yom HaRishon. The whole thought today is just limudim. It's just drashas. He says v'eima. Let's say that Yom HaRishon is l'rabos leil arba asal lebiur. And maybe you have to burn it on the 14th. The same way you do the bdik on the 14th, maybe you have to burn it on the 14th. So the Gemara, right? L'rabos l'el abrasel b'yur. No, by Yom Ksiv. It says during the day. I have the aim of b'tzafra. Okay, so the day, why are you waiting until midday? Why are you waiting until midday? B'tzafra, do it early in the morning. Right away. Remember, we said it's the reason why Gimel Mitzvah. Why are you waiting? So the Gemara says, no, ach chilek. It says ach by Yom HaRishon. Ach is a lashon of chilek. Rashi has two ways of how ach is mechalek. Right, Rashi says, Achilik, achin v'rakin miutim. It's a miut. So I'm a mixas hayom mutter or mixas o aser. Right. So it's a part of the day is a mutter, part of the day is aser. What's the most logical way to break up a day? Halfway. So that's what he says. Umayati yeshman l'chad chetziv l'itzur chetziv l'heter. Then Rashi goes into some gematria about how ach works, and I'm not sure how that works. But Rashi says, let's read it for completion's sake. Rashi says. The ika de amar achu chetz begamatria. Ach is chetz begamatria. The achas beteg gift de chaf. Betoches test hachas aleph tzadi makom chaf. Somehow there's a way of learning it out, and it turns out it comes into splitting it today. Okay, so that is the first limud. The first limud to teach us that that we burn, destroy the chametz on the 14th is because we have the stira in the psukim, right? So we had the stira, it was stira in the psukim, and therefore one pasuk says, right? One pasuk says shivas yom yitzor lo yom sov beseichem. The other pasuk says ach ba yom rishon to explain the stira. Ach ba yom rishon is talking about the 14th. Now comes the next way to learn. The Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana matzinu arba asar shenikra rishon. No, sometimes we find. That's going to be the maskana. Sometimes we find that Rishon doesn't mean first. It means Matzinu Arbasah. Sorry, I'm wrong one. Matzinu Arbasah Nikra Rishon. The 14th day is called Rishon. We don't need this drasha of Psukim. Day Rishon refers directly to day 14. Shenemar, the pasuk says Ba Rishon on the Rishon Ba Arbasah Yom Achodesh Ba'erev Tochum Asa. So you see. By Rishon, on the 14th day at night, eat the matzos. So the 14th day is already called Rishon. So when it says, Ach Bayom HaRishon, it means on the 14th day. Problem is that that pasuk is, that's not Shana the pasuk. By Rishon there is alluding to the first month. We're talking to Nisan. Okay. So by Rishon, Yom, so therefore, if Rishon there means the 14th, so to an hour pasuk, which is going to tell us when you have to do Bior, right, Ach Bayom HaRishon, to destroy, right, the pasuk says, "Afayom Rishon Tashvisu." That's going to mean the 14th. Okay, that's it. Source number two. Source number three. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar Rishon Demi'ikaru Mashma. The Amar Kra HaRishon Adam Tivaleid. Rishon doesn't mean first, which would mean the first day of the holiday. Rishon means prior to, and he brings a source from the pasuk in Iov, which says, "HaRishon Adam Tivaleid." Were you born prior to Adam HaRishon? That's when Iov complained about his punishment, and his friend Eliphaz HaTaimani comes in and says, how do you know what the answer is going to be? Were you born prior to Adam HaRishon to know everything that's going on? So, Rishon means prior to. So Mar says, okay, if Rishon means prior to, let's now go through a couple of psukim in the Torah, which uses the word Rishon, and you tell me whether it makes sense to say that means prior to. It does not. Elamayata, what about the following pasuk? It says, Be'lulot, Tachog, Tzchag, Shivas Yomim, Ulekachim Lachem, Bayom HaRishon, Priei Tzadak HaBosmarim. That means I take the lulav on Erev Yontif? No, we take the lulav on the first day of Yontif. Hachanami Rishon Demikarim Ashma? So Gemara says, oh, no, Shani Hasam, there it's different. Diksev, because the pasuk says, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim. You have to celebrate for 7 days. So it's making a comparison between the Rishon and the and Shvi. Mashvi, Shvi Lechag, just like the seventh day means the seventh day of the holiday. Af Rishon, and that pasuk means Rishon Lechag. Gemara says, okay, fine. You want to say that? That's okay. What about our pasuk? Our pasuk also says, "Ach bayom arishon tashbisu shivas yomim matzos tochelu." So if you say that when you say seven, that refers to the seventh day of the holiday, means that first means to the first day of the holiday, like you said by the lulav. Same thing applies by Pesach. So im kain. So the Gemara says, "Oh no, im kain nichtov kra." The pasuk should write in rishon, right? Just write the word rishon. Why does it write ha rishon lamli shmami lamli to amaran? Just like we said, how rishon means prior to. The Gemara says, "Wait a second." The pasuk you just read, quoted from Sukkos, says "Ukatachem bayom harishon," right? Iachi hasam by lulav nami harishon lamali v'su, and even more so by Sukkos it says "Bayom harishon shavason ubayom hashmini shavason." On the first day you should not do malacha. On the eighth day, which means it's not do malacha, emor demikar mashma. Are you tell me also that also means erev yontif you can't do malacha? I mean, there is an Isser Malacha, we'll get to it in the fourth parak about potential Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. Is it a Minog? Is it not? But not like the same way we have, like it's a Malacha because it's Yontif. So Mar said, no, Shani Hasim over there, I'll answer the second question. Again, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ubayom HaShmini Shabbason, Mashmini Shmini the Chag, just like the eighth day is the eighth day of the Chag. Whoa, no, it's not. The eighth day is its own Yontif. So it's not Shmini the Chag. Af Rishon Rishon Lachag. So to Rishon is Rishon Lachag. So Har Rishon Lamali. What does Har Rishon come to explain? Lema'ute Cholo Shol Moed. You're allowed to do Malach in Cholo Moed. Gemara says, wait a second. Cholo Shol Moed, Berishon. Gemara says, no. The Heter Malach in Cholo Moed, you don't need hot, you know, to. It says Rishon and Shmini, the first and the eighth. Why would you think that in the middle you're not allowed to do Malacha? Right? Because Cholo Shol Moed, Miyom Arishon, Miyom Hashmini Nafka. There's no Itzrach Sakhlech Amina, hold the Chatzav Rechon of Yom Hashmini with a Vav, Uba Yom Hashmini, Vav most of the Indian Rishon, that feel B'chol Shemoed Kamash Melan. Someone says, wait a second. So we would have did something with the Hay, therefore we have to have the Vav. So don't have the Hay, don't have the Vav, and you're good to go. What's the problem? So Gemara says, V'lo Litov Rechon of Lo Vav, don't write Uba Yom Hashmini, and then you would Shuv Lo Hay, then you don't need the Hay to make Chol Shemoed. Besu, and even more so, Hasim Diksiv by Yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh Yelechem Rishon Dimikara Mashma. It says even more there. It says by I think it's by Pesach. It says by Yom Harishon Mikra Kodesh Yelechem. What, are the prior to the holiday, it's Mikra Kodesh? No, it's not. It's Mikra Kodesh on the holiday. So you, and then Tosa says there are many more times that it says Rishon. So here's trying to say that Rishon means prior to. No, it doesn't. So Gemara now says, and I don't understand this, the Gemara now says, that you have to look at the Achronim to explain, that the three times, the three Pesukim that we mentioned Rishon, really Rishon doesn't mean prior to in our situation. But the Rishons that we brought down now are to teach us something else. He says, Elahani Shlosha Rishon, the Rishon that says by Lulav, and the Rishon that says by Sukkos, and the Rishon that says by the Issur Malacha on Pesach, we need it for our drasha that the Bei Rabbi Shmuel taught. The Tanya of the Bei Rabbi Shmuel that they taught. As a reward for three Rishons, we were rewarded with three other Rishons. The three rewards that we got was Rishon, Lahach Rizaro Shal Esav, to destroy the Zer of Esav, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, to build the Beis HaMikdash, and Lishmo Shel Mashiach, and to bring Mashiach. Actually, the order that the Rambam writes, what's going to happen in Achrei Sayyamim, we're going to get, you know, destroy Esav, then build the Beis HaMikdash, and then Mashiach comes. But so, this Lahach Rizaro Shel Esav, why is that called Rishon? The Ksiva Esav, it says, Vayetzei HaRishon Admoni Kula Ver Seyar. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Ksiva, Kisei Kav Marom Mei Rishon Mikol Mikdashenu. And Lishmo Shel Mashiach, the Ksiva, Rishon Litzion Hinei Chinam. So somehow those three psukim, you have to look at Marsha has, if those three psukim connect to these three rewards. So the Rishon there has nothing to do with anything else, has to do with those rewards, and Rishon may also come in prior to. Okay, nevertheless, the Psha and the psukim proves that Rishon doesn't mean prior to, yet the Gemara still stays with that drasha. Okay. Rava brings another drasha. There's the fifth one. Rava Amar Mehacha. How do we know that the Zman of the Bir Chamit? It stays. It stayed. We had three questions from three other Rishons, and we say, no, those three Rishons are to teach us this Agadika formulation. That means our Rishon can still mean prior to. But I'm saying, Tosos points out also, he says, V'afagav diksive tuva b'hanach gimel matzos. It says many times Rishon. And even the Pashup Shat, you can maybe learn this drasha, but the question still stands. In those situations, it says, L'chatachem ayom ha-Rishon. So, if that Rishon only means to learn at the drasha, so how do you know what to take lulav? Because it says Yom Rishon, and Yom Rishon is not prior to. I'm agreeing with you. I think I don't know why it still stands. The questions are still strong. It should have been rejected. They don't. That still stands. That's source number four, I think. Now this is number five of how to learn out that the chiyuv of destroying the chametz is on the 14th. Rava Amar Mehacha. Rava says you learn the zman b'yom chametz from here because the pasuk says lo tishkat al chametz dam zivchi. He's not allowed to shecht, we'll learn this later on, he's not allowed to shecht, which means, lo tishkat ha-pesach by dayin chametz kayam. He's not allowed to shecht, the time for the korban pesach, for the shechit korban pesach, is after the zman of chametz. You can't have chametz when the time comes to shecht the korban pesach. So therefore, and when do we shecht the korban pesach? Well, chatzos, not really, Tosos points out. Because first, you have to shecht the korban tamid. The Korban Tamid is not shechted in the perfect day till Mincha Gedola, which is 12:30. So the Korban Pesach has to be shechted after. So why are we doing that Chatzos? We should be doing that 12:31, Tosos to point out. That's what Tosos says. Hikshir Rashba, Heichi Yolak Mehacha, the Chametz Asr Mivav Shos L'mayla. Why from Vav Shos? Hazman Shechitas HaPesach, Achar HaTamid, Havei, but Tamid is shechted Lifnei Chatzos Pasol. You can't take the Korban Tamid before Pasol. The Imkain Zman Shechita Lo Havi Miyad Achatzos Akedesh Yisak Korbas HaTamid. Right, it shouldn't be the exact time of. It should be a little bit after when you come in the Tamid. So Tosan answers Yisloma came to the Evidim Shechta Pesach called Tamid Kasher. Because theoretically, if made a mistake and you shechted the Korban Pesach before the Tamid and did exactly at midday, it would be Kasher. So it's the Kasher Zman for the Korban Pesach. So therefore, that's another thing. So we see that the Korban Pesach can be shechted at Chatzos. You now have chametz when the Korban Pesach is shechted, which means the chametz has to be destroyed by Chatzos. Okay? The Gemara says, wait a second. The Ema, kol chad chad ki shachit zman shchita amri rachmana. Maybe the Torah is speaking individually. Not every Korban Pesach was shechted exactly at Chatzos. Mine was shechted at one time, yours shechted at one time. Maybe the pasuk is saying, by the time your Korban Pesach is shechted, you may not have chametz. Which that's maybe mine. I was last online, and I'm not till shechted until 4 o'clock. So does that mean I can have chametz till four? So Gemara says no. Gemara says, sorry, the ema kol chav v'chaki shachit. Gemara answers, zman shchita ar rachrana. The way I explained before, and it's not talking about each individual song, but the time when the korban pesach can be shechted, that's when you may not longer have chametz. And tanya namehachi, we have a brace that supports this as well. Ach by yom arishon tashpisu se'or mibateichem. Right, it says, ach, on yom arishon, get rid of the se'or in your house. May erev yontif, does that mean erev yontif? O eno ela b'yontif atzmo. Does that mean on yontif itself? Tamal Omar, the pasuk therefore says, lo tishkan al chametz tam zichri, lo tishachet is a pasuk, pesach, don't shut the pesach, vadayin chametz kayam, if the chametz still around, divei Rabbi Shmuel. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. I don't know if we had this brisa, so we'll have to go to everything else. Maybe everyone didn't know the brisa, so it's fine. That is, I think, number five, or number six. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says, no, I have a different drasha to teach us that chametz gets destroyed in Erev Pesach by Vav Shos, and not after or before. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech, I don't have to learn that from Lo Tishkan Al Chametz, because Sharei Omer, the Pasuk says, Ach Bayom Arishon Tashbisu Se'or Mibateichem. On the first day, you have to, and we're going to, I'm just going to foreshadow, Tashbisu, you're going to burn, right? You're going to burn the Chametz, the Se'or from your house. The Kasiv, and it also says, Bayom Arishon Mikar Kodesh, Tavarim Mishvim Mikar Kodesh, Kol Melacha, right? Kol Melacha, Lo Yaseh Behem. That's the Gersa. You're not allowed to do malacha. Well, the matzino lahavar is you have malacha. Burning is not malacha. So how can you possibly burn it on a Pesach? Right, there are a bunch of assumptions that are going here that the Gemara will point out. Assumption being that the way to destroy your chametz has to be by burning. I don't know if you can flush down the toilet, throw it in the mefaz of the ruach, but that's going to be the assumption of Rabbi Kiva. So, I mean, if you assume that the only way to destroy your chametz is burning, and if you're not allowed to burn on yontif, and you have to burn the chametz, when are you going to do it? Before yontif. That's his drasha. Rabbi Yossi is another one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Eino Tzarech, I don't need this proof. Hareyu Omer, this is similar to one of the early ones. Hareyu Omer, the Pasuk says, Ach bayom harishon tashbisu so'or mi basbeitechem. On the first day, destroy the so'or from your house. Now, the Erev Yontif, must be Erev Yontif. O Eino El Yontif, or maybe it only means on Yontif. Tamal Omer Ach. Ach is l'chalik. Ach means to split. So let's think it outside. If Ach has come to split, which is talking about a day, that a part of the day is mutter, part of the day is not mutter to have the chametz, it cannot be on Yontif. You can't have the chametz. So what day would it be referring to? Erev Yontif. Let's see it outside. The Yontif Atzma Mishari. Who's going to permit you to have any chametz on Yontif? Ha'itkish haspasa sh'or l'achilas chametz. Destroying the chametz is connected to eating the chametz. L'achilas chametz achilas matzah. And when we know that a regular 15th, that's when you eat the matzah. You cannot have chametz then. We know by the transit property, A to B, B to C. You can't have chametz. So you can't have chametz there. So how does it, and we have an ach that splits the day. So the ach that splits the day can't be on Yontif itself. Must be Erev Yontif. Okay? I mean, those are all the proofs that, sometimes I find that if you bring so many proofs, it just shows a weakness in each of them. If you have one proof, you know, that's the proof. Bring so many, there must be a weakness in each. Why does this one not like this one? Why does this one not like that one? Okay. So now, we mentioned Rabbi Akiva. Right? Rabbi Akiva's drasha was that since it says Tashbisu Se'or Mibateichem, and you have to destroy the chametz, and that must be on Erev Yontif, because to destroy the chametz on Yontif would violate the malacha of ha'avar, of kindling, of burning. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, says, from Shmami Nami, the Rabbi Kiva, he's making three assumptions. Shmami Na Tlas. Right? Shmami Nami, the Rabbi Kiva Tlas. Three things. Number one, Shmami Na Ein Bir Chametz El Esreifa. You have to prove, say, Rabbi Kiva must hold like that Shitas in Tanayim, that the only way to destroy the Chametz is by burning it. Because if you could destroy the Chametz by flushing it down the toilet or throwing it into the river, then there's no proof. There's no proof that it's a Malacha on Yontif. It must mean it's a Malacha. It must mean the only way to do it is burning. That's number one. Shmami Na Ein Bir Chametz El Esreifa. Shmami Na. Let's do the third one, we'll get to the second one, okay? You mind? Let's flip. Shmami, now the last one. Lo Amrin in a hole, v'chutchen havar l'tzorech, chutchen amish l'tzorech. There's a machlokes in the Gemara in Beitza about, once something is permitted to be done on Yontif for Ochel Nefesh, can that malacha be done for non-Ochel Nefesh purposes? Well, it's havar, I can kindle a fire to cook, so does that mean, so since I can do it shalol l'tzorech, can I now do it shalol l'tzorech for Yontif? So Kiva must hold that no. Because if it was permitted, then you'd be permitted to set the fire to burn the chametz. The second one is Shmamina Havara Lechalik Yatzda. That Havara is Lechalik. Okay, what does that mean? So, let's read Rashi. Because they're outside also. There's a machlokas, we've seen a few times. The Pasuk says, Lo Sasu Kol Malacha, can't do all Malacha. And then it says, Lo Sivaru Eish Bechol Mosh Mosechem Yom HaShabbos. So Havara is pulled out, burning, kindling, is taken out from the klal. We have the klal of Malacha, and Havara is taken out. So there's a machlokas, in Shabbos, enough ayin, as to why it is pulled out. According to Rabbi Yossi, ha-havara is l'lav yotza, which teaches us that it's not like all other malachos. It's not like all other malachos, if you violate it, b'mezid, yikayv skila, and on shogeg yuchatas. But the havara, since it was pulled out, it's teaching something that's different. It's only a lav, and you only get malchus. That's Rav Yossi. Rav Nassan says, no, havara burning is also chiv skila and chatas, so why is it pulled out? It's an example. It's havara l'chalik yotza, which means to teach you that you're chayiv for each and every individual malach you do on Shabbos. You might have thought that you're chayiv, or not chayiv, until you violate all 39, haven't pruned yet, I'm still good to go. So therefore, Havara comes to teach you, pulled out to teach you that it's l'chalik yotza, and to teach you that it's a full-fledged malacha. So how does that work here? So we're saying that Rav Akiva must hold that it's l'chalik, that it's l'chalik yotza, because if it was Rash Tritosos, midikari le'av malacha, he calls it an av malacha. So he's equating it to all other malachas. So therefore it must be l'chalik yotza, that Havara is like all other malachas. Vodom rivad l'mandam l'lav yotza. If you said l'lav yotza, which means it's different, it's less severe, I guess, because the punishment is less severe, then lo haya oser b'yontif came into ancient malacha aleh. It's not defined as a real malacha, and on yontif it says you're only chayv for doing malachas. So therefore, if you're not chayv to do malachas, it doesn't have any other malacha taken out. So therefore, if there's not a real malacha, you wouldn't be chayv for. So Rav Akiva must hold. Rav Akiva must hold. And I just violated the rule. I did Tosa instead of Rashi. It was just shorter. Rav Akiva must hold that Havara is l'chalik yotza. Because if it was l'lav yotza, it wouldn't be a full-fledged malacha. Okay. Next.
But nobody says it's not one of the 39.
It's one of the 39 malachas that are usher, but is it a capital mem or a lowercase mem? Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring a long brisa that sometimes doesn't make sense all the way through, and then it's going to spend time afterwards dissecting the brisa, as the Gemara's want to do. So this Gemara is going to, basically, it's a long brisa that discusses, there's a pasuk that says, Bal Yirah, you're not allowed to see chametz, right, and Bal Yimatzeh. The Gemara says, what's the difference between the two? Why do you need both? So first the pasuk, the brisa starts, Tana Rabbanan. Pasuk says in Shmos, Yud Beis Yud Tes, Shivas Yom Tzor Lo Yimatzeh B'Veisechem. You may not find any chametz in your house for 7 days. Ma Tam Lomar. What's it come to teach us? Halok Far Nemar. It already says, it's funny, in a later pasuk, Halok Far Nemar, Lo Yurelecha Chametz, Lo Yurelecha Soor B'chol Gulecha. You're not allowed to even see it. So if you write, so even the Chametz in your house there. So Mara says, okay, what does this mean? The Brisa says, Lefisha Nemar V'lo Yurelecha Soor, since the pasuk says you shouldn't see for you Soor, which teaches us, Shalcha Yataroa, you may not see your own Chametz, you can see, Achaim here means non-Jews. Non-Jewish chametz, b'shagavoa, or hektesh. Meaning if you walk past by a McDonald's and you see a burger in the window, you're not violating Bal Yirah. Right? So that's what it says, Yorilcha. Then the Brisa continues, Yochol, maybe you would think, Yatmin. Well, if I can't see it, I can bury on Pesach my chametz, right, in a way that I don't see it. Or Yikabel Pikdonos min hanachri, or I can accept deposits from the non-Jew and hold them into my house, even when they're being seen, because they're not mine. Talmud Lomar lo yimatzei, it can't be found in your rishus, even if it's not seen by the eye. We're going to get that. Well, what about non-Jews' chametz? Okay, so the Gemara then says, because I have it in my house, when I sell my chametz, belongs to a non-Jew. Then the Gemara says, the Bryce says something else that's a little difficult. It says, Eini ella benachri shelo kibashto, benachri ve'ein sharoi imcha b'chatzer. I only know that I'm allowed to see the chametz of a guy who is not under my control, right? Nachri shekibashto, but nachri was under my control. V'shari yimcha b'chatzer and lives with me in the house. Minayin, how do I know that it's usher? I guess how I know it's usher to have his. Talmud Lomar lo yimatzeh b'teichem. Says lo yimatzeh b'teichem. Okay, the Gemara will get to that. It's difficult to Russia. Gemara will get to that. Then the Brisa continues. It says, Lo yimatzeh b'teichem. Ein li ela shebi b'teichem. I only know that chametz that is in my house is it's going to be aser. B'boros b'sichem b'boros minayin. I don't know if I violate Bal Yirah, I must if it's in my cisterns or somewhere else out of the house. Tamar lomar, the pasuk says, Lo yirelecha so'or b'chol gvulecha. In all your boundaries. That includes it. Vadayin oni omer, and I still would think the Braisa continues, bibatim, it says, I would think only in the house, it says, lo yemar bibatechem, that's over mishum bal yura'a, vibal yamatzeh, vibal yatmin. You can't hide it, you can't see it, you can't own it, you can't see it, you can't bury it. Vibal yikab pikdonos menachmi. That's where I can't bury it, and that's where I can't accept deposits from a non-Jew. But bigvulin, but outside in my trap door or my boros or my sikhin or my cisterns, maybe shalchati oroa, maybe there it's just mine I can't see. I can see others. Minayin retain esa asr shalzeh bezeh shalzeh bezeh. How do I know that everything applies to yira'a, applies to yamatzeh? Talmud lo when the pasuk says saor saor l'gzei rishava nema saor bevatim, it says saor lo yamatzeh bevatechem v'nema saor bevulim, it also says saor by outside, it says lo yirelecha saor b'chol gvulecha ma saor habor bevatim over. So just like the chametz, it's in your house, you violate it if it's bal yira, bal yamatzeh, bal yatman, you can't bury it, or bal yikab b'donos menachmi, you can't accept deposits from a non-Jew. So too, if it's outside your house, but it's your ownership, in your pits, in your cisterns, you also buy it by your by Yamatse, you also buy it by Yamtin, I said it wrong, by Yatmin, and accepting Pigdonos. And Masor Omer Gvulim, just like the Sor and the Gvulim, it says, Shalchai Tiaroa, Vataro, Shalachayim, Shalgavoa, it's only yours you can't see, but you can see Shal Goyim, you can see Shal Gvoa. After my bottom, so to the houses, shalcha yitaroa, vlataro, shalachem, shalgavoa. Okay. Not for now. It's not for now. It must be that they had chametz and they didn't destroy it. Whatever it is. It's how chametz that belonged to Hekdesh. They didn't take care of it properly. Hey, it belongs to them. It's their bread. It's their something. And it doesn't have to be a carbon. It could be something that just belongs to Hekdesh. They're the owner. Okay, so now the problem is that this brice is very difficult. I had a difficult time explaining it. Probably a difficult time listening to it. So Amar Mar. So we'll bring the pieces of the brice. The brice of first down said, Ein li el benachri shelo kibashto ve'ein shorei imcha b'chatzer. Right? I only know that you violate for holding or taking as a deposit the chametz of a guy who's not under your control. How do I know that you also violate a guy who's under your control? Well, that's fakert, right? it means that you should. If he's under your control, that means he's yours. It's more. You should be more want to apt to violate it. He says, Talmud Lomar Yom Mitzvah. The Mar says, Klapi Laya. It's the wrong way. If the nachri who's not under your control and doesn't live with you, you're over. You violate on his chametz. So Kol Shekein, if it's a guy who's under your control, you would violate. He's more like you. It's more your ownership. So I'm Rabbi Epa. Rabbi says, no, you're right. You have to flip up the brisa. First, the pasuk teaches us that if a guy who is under your control, you will violate it. And then the pasuk teaches you, even if he's not under your control, you'll violate. Lava Amar Lo La Olam Lo Tepa. You don't have to flip the words of the brisa. The Areshakai. And this idea about how much you control the guy, I don't understand exactly what control means, but how much you control the guy is talking about the resha of the brisa, which the resha says, shalcha yataroa, you're not allowed to see your own chametz, aval taroa shalachayim shalgavoa. You can see the chametz of a guy or of shalgavoa, and the Gemara says, ainly that you're allowed to see ela benach shlokiv shtov in shorim chabchatzer. That only means I'm allowed to see the chametz of a guy who is not under my control, who doesn't live with me. Right, but nachri kibashto v'shorim chabchatzer minayim. How do I know that I'm even allowed to see the chametz of a guy if he's in my control or if he's in my chatzer? There, talmud lomar lo yimatzei. Okay, so that makes sense. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. Gemara now asks on this question, v'atane meheder ha'teira v'nasev l'kra li'yisur. Wait a second. You just try to say, it says, lo yimatzei is the pasuk you brought. Lo yimatzei teaches you something that's usser. What you just try to do now is to say, let's prove that it's mutter to see the chametz even of a guy who's under your control. How do I know that? Lo yimatzei. Lo yimatzei means it's usser. So how do you brought the wrong pasuk. You brought a pasuk that teaches me isser to teach me that something's mutter. So Gemara says, you're right. This is what it means. It means, Mishum shenemar, lecha lecha tre zimni. It says the word lecha twice. Right? In Parshas Bo, it says, lo yireh lecha chametz, also says lo yireh lecha saor, but it says lo yireh lecha chametz. And in Parshas Re, it says, v'lo yireh lecha saor b'chol v'lecha shivas yomim. Right? So the lecha, it already says lo yireh lecha saor. Right, already says, so why does it say Yisroel Lecha again a second time? So I guess the second time, that even the chametz of a guy who is in your control, you will move it over, this Lecha, to move it over to that halacha to teach me that the chametz of a guy, even if he's under your control, there's even the chutz there, you're still not going to violate if you see his chametz. Okay, Amar Mar. Now like Mara said, the price continued, okay. Yochol Yatmin v'kabel pikdonos min anachrim. You think that maybe you could bury your own chametz, or accept deposits on behalf of the non-Jew, Talmud Lomar Lo Yumatze, says Lo Yumatze. Wait a second. Ha Marta, you said in the beginning, Reisha, Shalchaya Taroa, Ava Taroa Shalachayim Shalgavoa. First, the part of the Brisa says, you're allowed to see the chametz of a guy. And now this part of the Brisa is telling me, I'm not allowed to accept the chametz of the guy as a pikadon. Am I permitted to see the chametz of the guy, or am I not? So much as Lo Kasha, ha, where do we say that seeing the chametz of the guy is Aser? Is the Kabil Alay Achrayus, where you accepted upon yourself Achrayus. Ha, the loki b'lachrayus, where it's permitted to see it as we're not accepted upon the chrayus. So if I accept the okay, four-way machlokas, so what does the kabbal alav chrayus means? So the gaonim say that if you just a shomer chinam, you accept upon yourself a chrayus to watch it. The Rosh says here that it has to be shomer sachar, you're getting paid, that's a chrayus. There's a Rashi on tomorrow's daf says a chrayus means that you actually have permission to use it. And there's a Tosos in Vav Metzia that says also you have to be a borrower. You have to have permission to use it. So if you're mekabel av achrayus, then the chametz becomes more like yours. Then it's aser. It's not technically yours because it belongs to the guy, but you have a responsibility towards it, so it becomes yours, it becomes aser. But the bryson that says it's permitted to see the chametz of the guy, that's why I have no achrayus. Like an example I gave before, you're walking down the street and you see someone's house, you go into somebody's house, and he has bread out, and he's a guy, that's not a problem. The Gemara then says, "Ki hada amar luhu rav." This similar, this idea about accepting upon yourself achrayus. Ki hada amar luhu rav of name Mechoza, like Rav said to the people of Mechoza city, who said, "Be iru chamira de bnei chalaya mi bayt hechu." I guess the soldiers and the troops used to store their grains and stuff, I guess, in people's houses, and he told them that you have to destroy this chametz before Pesach. Why? Because you have a chrayus on it. I mean, you just have to pay it now also, I guess. Because kevan, the ilu migna, the ilu misaviv, rushuchaychu kai, ubiyatu lishlume, kidilchon davil aser. Because the government says, you're watching this, you have responsibility for it. Should something happen, let's just say in the middle of the year, should something happen to this chametz that you were watching on behalf of the soldiers, something happened to it, you would then be responsible to repay it. So if you have this responsibility, you have the achrayus, well then you're not allowed to have it in your house. Therefore, he says, get rid of it, destroy it. Then you'll have to replace it, I guess, later. But he says you have to destroy it because it's going to be, once you have responsibility, once you have your chrayus, it's deemed yours. And if it's deemed yours, you have no permission to have it in your house. You have to destroy it before Pesach. The Gemara then says, okay, this idea, this Bryce, I guess, it makes sense. L'man da'amar, davar hagorim l'mamon kemamon dami. Okay, whoa, this brings us into Bava Kamma. Right, Bava Kamma, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the Fayin Dalai Mabez, Masifta tells me the blot, I don't know it. The Gemara in Bava Kamma tells you that if someone steals Kachim Mizbeach, you're putter from Kefal and Arba V'Chamesha. Right, because it says, Gonev Yibes HaIsh. Right, it says, it's a Beish Ish, no Beis HaMikdash. So since the Kachim, that Kachim is Mamon Gavoa, it's not Mamon the person, the Ganav doesn't have to pay, you know, the two times or the four times. Rav Shimon says, even if they're kachim, if they're stolen or they get lost, even if they're kachim, so the owner, right, the owner then has to replace them. So if they're stolen or they're lost, he has to bring more kabanos. So therefore, the Gana would have to pay kefel or dal vehei, because even though they're mamon gavoa, nevertheless, they cause monetary loss to somebody else. It's davar ha-gorim l'mamon. So if it's davar ha-gorim l'mamon, so it's considered mamon, and therefore, you would have to pay kefal dalvad hay. So this idea of dabar gorim l'mamon means it causes a loss. So the Gemara says here, the brice that you says, ha nicha l'man da'amar dabar ha-gorim l'mamon kemamon dami. If you say that it's a step removed, it's dabar ha-gorim l'mamon, that if you violate chametz, if you say that you violate the isser of having chametz on chametz that you are responsible for, then I understand that why you have to get rid of it, because davar gorim l'mamon kemamon dami. Because I'm not responsible, it's not mine, I'm just responsible to repay it. But, elamada amar lav kemamon dami, but if you say that davar gorim l'mamon, which in this case is the chametz, it causes mamon, that is not considered mamish, then why would I be chayiv? Right? It's not mine. It's not my money. It causes me to pay something else back if something happens to it. If something gets destroyed, I have to give money else. But it's, so something that causes a monetary loss, in itself is not going to be, is not considered money. So then why would I be chayiv for chametz? So Gemara says, Shani Hachi, the Amar, lo yimatze. It's another word, lo yimatze, that includes even chametz, that's your responsibility, even if it's goring mamon. You could Amri somewhere the other way around. Ani chalamanda Amar davar goring mamon, lav kemamon dami. If it's davar goring kemamon, it's not kemamon dami. I understand. Hainu de itzvich lo yimatze. That's why I need this extra word of lo yimatze. But elamanda Amar kemamon dami, according to my Amar, who says that davar goring mamon is kemamon dami, what do I need this extra lo yimatze for? I don't need it. I know it's my. I know I have responsibility for it. I don't need this extra lo yimatze. So it's because you would have thought, I can clear this one, you would have thought, or somebody would have thought, that kol's man, that the chametz is extant, the Jew can give it back to the nachri as it is, so technically it's not in his rishus. Right? If the chametz is as it is, I have to give it back exactly the way it is. So you might have thought that's not technically your rishus, because I don't have any permission to use it. So kamash malan, the pasuk comes to teach us that no, even though once you accept upon yourself a chrayas, that's enough to violate lo yimatze. Okay, so it's all drushes today. Tomorrow I'll get back to a little more more svaras and stuff like that, but today was all drushes. Okay, everybody have a very, very nice day. Mm-hmm.